Family time number five.
I've got a mansion just over the...
Many parents wonder, what is the age of accountability? In other words, when does God see a child pass from so-called innocence to responsibility for his acceptance or his rejection of Jesus Christ? Now, no one answer can be given. Some believe that the age of 12 is the age of accountability. I've heard others say the age of 5. Some say the age of 7. I feel that the safest rule is considering the individual personality of your child. Just as IQs differ, and education takes this into consideration in teaching your child, so you must sort of understand the spiritual IQ of your child. Some children who have more intensive religious training and atmosphere, such as minister children, for example, feel the guilt of sin earlier than do some other youngsters. Study your child. Get his reaction when the gospel is preached. If he seems convicted by the Holy Spirit, by all means offer to pray with him. He will be eternally grateful to you if you do. In my case, for instance, I accepted Christ when I was 8 years of age. I'm a minister's son. I was in Christian work with my parents before I ever accepted Christ as my Savior. And no one ever came to me and said, would you like to accept Christ as your Savior? Everybody took me for granted that I was already a Christian because there I was singing gospel choruses, parroting little Bible verses. Everybody thought everything was okay with this PK, preacher's kid. At last, on my own, at the age of 8, up in Saskatchewan, Canada, I was kneeling at the close of a service and somebody was all set to turn off the lights when someone else said, where's Nathaniel? And somebody said, we'll have to have a look. And they found me over there at the edge of a bench asking the Lord to come into my heart and life. And in my evangelistic work, whenever I go to a church, I'm always quick to try to talk to the preacher's kids and the deacon's kids and make sure if they're born again. Now, of course, this action hurts some parents' pride. Most parents think that their children are angels and that they're all right spiritually. When I told a deacon and his wife that I had just led their 11-year-old boy to the Lord, the mother said, oh, yes, he's always been a good little Christian boy. But I told them that Donnie had told me that he wasn't converted and that he was terribly convicted of his sin. That's why I prayed with him. And, of course, Mom and Dad were surprised. You see, being born and reared in a Christian home does not make your child a Christian. Being born in a barn does not make a person a horse. Each child must make a definite acceptance of Jesus Christ if you want to see that child with you in heaven. Are you sure that your children are born again, according to the 3rd chapter of the Gospel of John? Decide now to make sure that your children receive Christ while they're young, because tomorrow may be too late. Tomorrow may be too late. If we could only realize how quickly our children are passing from our hands and from our grasp, I think we would redeem the time and not just keep wondering and hoping that they on their own will make a decision, but let's be there to love them and lead them and to encourage them to accept Christ while they're young. It's so foolish to wait and trust that other people will do it. Surely God has given us their lives so that we can determine, even as the mother to Moses determined the very future of her son by giving him such good training that even Pharaoh's court could not change the background of that little Hebrew boy. Let's put such memories, such Holy Spirit conviction in those hearts that when they are older, they will not turn away from the way that we have trained them. This is Nat Olson here at Family Time Ministries, and I'm burdened about families, my own and yours, and I'd like to pray with you and for you and send you my book, How to Win Your Family to Christ. Some of the things you already know. You may learn a few new things, but the main thing is this book will inspire you to try now to win your family to Christ. Write me this week, please, Nat Olson, Family Time Ministries, Box 188, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 531-54.
Hi, this is Bob Adams, pastor of Radiant Fellowship in Waupaca, Wisconsin. As Nat Olson's nephew, it is a joy to bring these archived recordings so that you may be blessed by them once again. If this is your first time hearing them, no doubt you'll be blessed as well. Help us get the word out by going to radiantfellowship.net and click on the Family Time Ministries banner. The podcast page will be updated regularly. Should you want to support the ongoing work of this project, there is a place to give online as well. Thank you and God bless.